Welcome to Listen To. This is Ted. The news was published on Tuesday, October 1st. Joining us today are Eric and Kate to discuss a fascinating new development in biotechnology.
Hey there, Ted. Great to be here. This is quite an intriguing topic we've got on our hands today.
Thanks for having me, Ted. I'm looking forward to diving into this discussion.
Today, we're discussing a new aging clock developed by a Manhattan biotech company. This test uses cheek cells to predict biological age. Let's start with the basics. What exactly is biological age?
Well, Ted, biological age is essentially the age of your cells and tissues. It's like looking under the hood of a car, you know. You might have a 10-year-old car that runs like new, or a 5-year-old clunker. Same idea with our bodies. Your biological age gives you a peek at how well your body's actually running, regardless of how many candles were on your last birthday cake.
That's right, but it's more than just a number. Research shows that a big gap between biological and chronological age can seriously
increase the risk of... Hold on a second, Kate. While that may be true, we shouldn't jump to conclusions. Correlation doesn't always mean causation. We need to be careful about how we interpret these findings. Just because there's a link doesn't necessarily mean one directly causes the other.
Come on, Eric. The science is clear. This isn't just some random correlation. Numerous studies have shown the significant impact of biological age on health outcomes. We're talking about real risks here, not just statistical quirks.
Let's talk about the technology itself. How does this cheek age test work?
It's a non-invasive cheek swab that analyzes DNA methylation patterns in your cells. Imagine it like taking a quick selfie of your DNA. You swab the inside of your cheek, send it off, and voila, you get a snapshot of how your genes are expressing themselves.
That's right. But let's not oversimplify. DNA methylation is a complex process where chemical tags are added to DNA, changing gene function without altering the genetic code.
True, but the beauty of this test is its simplicity for users. Unlike other tests that require blood samples, this one just needs a cheek swab. It's as easy as brushing your teeth. This accessibility could revolutionize...
Simple doesn't always mean better. How do we know this cheek swab is as accurate as blood tests? We can't just assume it's reliable because it's convenient. What if we're missing crucial information by not looking at blood samples?
The company, Tally Health, tested their technology using blood samples from 1,500 UK seniors tracked over time. Their results were impressive. They found that their cheek age test was highly associated with mortality risk, even when using blood data. That's pretty compelling evidence of its accuracy.
But that's just one study. We need more research to confirm these findings.
I understand your skepticism, Kate, but this is how science progresses. We start with promising results and build on them. The fact that this test performed well even with incomplete data is a strong indicator.
Let's put this in historical context. Can you think of a similar breakthrough in medical testing that changed how we approach health?
Absolutely. This reminds me of the development of the home pregnancy test in the 1970s. It revolutionized women's health by allowing quick private testing at home. Before that, women had to go to a doctor and wait days for results. The cheek age test could be just as transformative for how we monitor aging and overall health.
That's a completely different situation. Pregnancy isn't a complex, multifaceted condition like aging. You can't compare a simple yes or no test.
The principle is similar. Both tests bring complex diagnostics into the home, empowering individuals to take charge of their health. Just like home pregnancy tests demystified early pregnancy detection, this could make understanding our cellular health accessible to everyone.
But pregnancy tests are binary. You're either pregnant or not. Aging is far more nuanced. There are countless factors involved, and reducing it to a single number could be misleading or even dangerous if people misinterpret the results.
True, but both tests represent a shift towards personalized, accessible health information. It's about giving people tools to understand their bodies better. Sure, aging is more complex, but that doesn't mean we can't benefit from having more information about it.
How might this test impact healthcare and lifestyle choices?
It could lead to unnecessary anxiety. People might obsess over their biological age, leading to stress, which ironically could accelerate aging. Imagine checking your biological age as often as you check your weight. It could become a new form of health anxiety.
On the contrary, it could motivate people to make healthier choices. If you know your biological age is higher than your chronological age, you might be inspired to exercise more or eat better.
That's assuming people will react rationally. Many might just panic or ignore the results altogether. Not everyone has the resources or knowledge to make significant lifestyle changes.
You're underestimating people. Given accurate information, most individuals make better health decisions. We've seen this with other health metrics like cholesterol levels or blood pressure. When people understand their health status, they're more likely to take positive action.
Let's look to the future. How do you see this technology evolving in the next decade?
I envision this becoming a routine part of health checkups. Doctors could use it to tailor treatments and prevention strategies based on biological rather than chronological age. Imagine a world where your healthcare is truly personalized to your body's actual condition, not just your age on paper. Hey,
that's a rosy view. I see it being misused by insurance companies to deny coverage or charge higher premiums to people with higher biological ages. We're opening a Pandora's box of potential.
That's a valid concern, but regulations could prevent such misuse. The benefits outweigh the risks. We can't let fear of potential misuse stop us from advancing medical science. Think of all the lives that could be improved or even saved.
Easy
with this
for
technology.
You to say. Not everyone has equal access to healthcare or the means to improve their lifestyle. This could widen the health gap between the rich and poor. We need to consider the societal implications, not just the individual benefits.
What about the psychological impact? How might this affect how we view aging and mortality?
It could lead to a more proactive approach to aging. Instead of viewing it as an inevitable decline, people might see it as something they can influence. This shift in perspective could be incredibly empowering. Imagine feeling like you have some control over how you age. That's a game changer.
Or it could create a new form of ageism, where people are judged by their biological rather than chronological age. We already have enough problems.
That's a pessimistic view. This test could actually reduce ageism by showing that chronological age doesn't define us. It could challenge our preconceptions about what it means to be old or young. Isn't that?
You're naive if you think society won't find a way to use this as another tool for discrimination. History has shown us time and time again that new technologies often exacerbate existing inequalities. We need to be extremely cautious.
It's not naive to believe in progress. This technology has the potential to improve and extend lives. We shouldn't let fear of misuse prevent us from exploring its benefits with proper regulations.
At what cost? We need to carefully consider the ethical implications before rushing to adopt this technology. The potential for harm is just as great as the potential for good. We can't.
Well, it's clear
that
this new technology raises as many questions as it answers. Thank you, Eric and Kate, for this lively discussion. It's evident that as we move forward with innovations like the cheek age test, we'll need to balance the exciting possibilities with careful consideration of the ethical and societal implications. That's all for today on Listen 2. Until next time, keep thinking critically and stay informed.